Okay, so this is Emily here with
Felice
and Leanne,
and they are a part of Women's Exposed
Art Benefit Show
for the Middle Warehouse.
We were wondering, what does your organization do exactly?
Well, it gathers once a year give space to women artists to showcase their talents. Second, and more importantly, to raise money for the Middle Way House and awareness for the domestic violence victims.
What kind of art does it usually have? Like, is it basically mostly like pictures or something like that, or is it other kinds of art?
It's pretty open. It could be anything from painting to ceramics, sculptures, films. So there's a wide variety of art. Usually.
We also include performance art in the benefit.
Do you have performance very often?
We have performance every year. So this is the fifth year that the show is taking place. And on the benefit night, which will be May 1st, this Saturday, we will have basically a program that starts at 6:30 in the evening and ends...
Six
in the evening and ends at 2 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning.
What kind of performance art is it?
We have musicians. This year we're going to have a variety of acts. Including hula hoopers,
hoop dancers,
the heart sucker
pose,
posse,
and dark side tribal belly dancing,
and Kalima fire troop,
and
we're gonna have musicians,
a couple of singers, actually more than a couple of singers.
We have quite a few musicians, and we also have a raffle and a silent auction, the benefit for which goes to Middle Way House as well.
So it will be all night,
It will be a day-long extravaganza of awesomeness.
If it doesn't rain, we plan to start at 5 p.m. raising a maypole outside.
Yes.
And then half the performances, musical performances, will be outside. And then after dark, we will move inside.
But if it does rain, we'll just dance outside in the rain.
We'll do it anyways. So, and then after midnight, there will also be a burlesque show for 18 years and older.
So I'm guessing all the performers are women?
Yes. Except for a couple of them who will come as women. So we are promoting queerness. So those couple of people there who do not identify as a man, or they will not be men while they are there, they will be women.
The show is, as Felice said, about positive discrimination. So we're trying to give exposure to women artists who have been, discriminated upon by the art world in a way. They don't get to exhibit as many of their pieces as compared to male artists. So that's an important feature of the show.
Yeah, the statistics are pretty bad. Like, only 3% of women artists get to show in major galleries and museums. And that statistic is even worse for musicians, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Are you two artists yourselves or musicians of any kind?
Only in the shower. No. She's an artist. I am not.
Actually, I came to Bloomington to study MFA. In sculpture. So I am an artist. I'm an exhibiting artist. I got involved with the show as an artist a few years back when Margaret Belton, who is the founder of the show, told me one day, it's like, hey, do you want to participate in this show? I'm like, sure, why not? So it's like, bring me a piece. So I did, and then I went to the opening, which was a lot of great fun, great woman. And I was an artist for a few years, then last year Joy and I and other artists, we organized it together, and this year Leanne and a few other people joined me in organizing, so here I am.
While I am not an artist, I do enjoy art, and as I expect.
Art enthusiast.
I'm an art enthusiast. I can't even say that word in English. I'm sorry, English is not my first language.
Neither is mine, so...
It's okay.
It's like we're two foreigners, but we love Bloomington and promoting.
Yeah, we've lived here forever. This is the place where I have lived the longest. ever.
Well, after, yeah, I guess this will be my second longest.
Africa, Asia, Europe, and now...
I can claim being a Hoosier now.
You can.
Yeah.
Residence.
How long have you guys been with the program? Like, for the whole time that it's been...
At like, Women Exposed?
Yeah.
Except for the first year I've been with it. This is my fourth year. So I was not in the first one, but I did go. It was... It's the house across from Sama, and like something was happening. Then I went there and I enjoyed it immensely. There were art everywhere, like in the bathroom, you know, on the windows and this and that. Like, so yeah, I was like, oh, cool. And then when they asked me the next year, so from then on, I have been part of it.
This is my first year.
When and where will this be held?
The fundraiser, the art benefit, will be at the Lodge, which is on top of Subway on 6th. It's
next to Skinquake, across from Roots Restaurant on East 6th Street, second floor.
And it's tonight. So we'd like to see you this evening at 6, and if you can't make it at 6, come anytime between 6 and 2:30 and we will welcome you with open arms.
And if it doesn't rain and if the weather cooperates, you will see us out there on the 6th Street.
Yes. And even if it does rain, you may still see us out there on 6th Street.
Leon is adamant that we will be
there is the absolutely nothing wrong with dancing in the rain.
Yeah.
So what's going to be happening at the benefit?
Well, there's art to see. That will be inside.
You get to meet Feliz.
There are artists this year, I think about 6 countries now. There's an artist from Italy, from Brazil, from Mexico.
Argentina.
No, we didn't go to Argentina, not this year. Germany. And there's few international students here that are contributing, like from Poland and volunteers from Turkey. But most of the people are local women artists that who's been part of this show for years and years, like JW and Mary April Sloan, Shumei, and I can't remember everyone's name now, but they've been there for a long, long time. So there will be old-timers. And then there will be newcomers from the local community, and then there are the international artists. So there is that,
and there's also the performance art as well. And we, you know, there is a show, and anybody and everybody is welcome to come to the show and to, you know, rock out when they're there as well.
Yeah, and we also have fashion this year. We added fashion, so there will be a couple of fashion shows and people in creative dress walking about. And then there is also Apple and Eve that I am doing as part of the team. So there will be some Eves walking about with some apples. So yeah, I don't want to say more than that.
I would like to say that we have been very lucky to get a lot of support from local artists who... I'm not from Bloomington, I'm here for grad study, and it's amazing how much diversity there is in the local scene, and I didn't know about and that I only learned about as a consequence of participating in this show. So I have enjoyed all of these acts, and I encourage everybody who's from Bloomington or here just, you know, for this day to come and check it out. The other thing is I'd like to thank our sponsors. We have tremendous support from Bloomington communities. Bloomington Bagel, Boxcar Books, a lot of the jewelry.
Serensible Spoon has always been there.
Soma.
Always been there.
Yes, the Village Deli. And Mike Smith this year has joined us. And
yeah.
There are countless businesses that have shown their support for this and shown their support for Middleway House, which, by the way, is a local institution that Bloomington is unique in having and should be proud of and proud to support as well.
Yeah.
So this organization sounds pretty international, since you have so many artists coming from so many different countries.
It's just something that's happening this year. I would say that it is locally based. It's mostly local. But I thought since Margaret was very open-minded and kind and generous to invite me when I was just a new international student here, and I felt like I was welcome to the community, welcome to the show by local residents, and I wanted to then include a few others, give them the same opportunity, because we are living in an increasingly transnational world. So there is a balance. There is a few people from outside, but it is mostly local-based.
And in a way, I think that Bloomington is a global community. I mean, there are so many people that I've met here who didn't start off at Bloomington, didn't plan to stay here, and they're here. They love this place. They're part of the community now, and they're from everywhere USA or everywhere in the world. You know, it's amazing like that.
So could you tell us what Middle Way House does?
Yes, Middle Way House is a shelter that supports women who are victims of domestic violence, and not just women, but also their dependents. And Middle Way House is also, the organization provides a lot of other support to these women, not just providing shelter, but they provide secondary support. They provide legal advice. They have organizations that they support, such as The Rise, which I don't know if you know about. It's organization that helps individuals basically arrive at a sustainable livelihood and quality of life after being based there for a certain amount of time. They do educational programs in the local high schools. They are everywhere. For a small organization, they manage to do quite a bit of work, good work in this community.
So we did come up with an idea of a quilt, as an American tradition quilt, where people get together, stitch in time. So there is also collaborative work of quilt of the organizers this year.
I think over 15 women, I would say 25 women in the community have put their fingers on this quilt in order to help out. And that's not including the quilt also features the faces of women who have inspired us over the years, and in that is reflected, you know, a tradition of empowerment that lives on in our actions, in our inspiration, in our ability to live by example and lead by example, and all of those are inside of that quilt. That quilt is a community in itself.
And it is important because women's experiences and achievements are not recorded. Mm-hmm. And this was something I thought about when I was studying feminist art, that how do you reconcile the written record of women's achievement? How do you record it? And also recording, putting things in a museum is a very Western concept, versus in the East, you know, where we come from, is more oral.
Yeah,
and so I thought quilts could also be a way of reconciling the East and West, and a way of recording.
Experiences. In a way, our alphabets are also very picturesque, very character-like, in the same way that art and quilting is.
But I need to say that even though the concepts came from me, the most of the work has been the product of Darcy and her friends.
Yeah, Darcy Nolan, who is another one of our organizers and is one of the fire troop dancers. She and the women in her community have been instrumental in making this a reality.
Yeah, my stitching isn't that good, turns out.
But, you know, I think it's great. I think it's beautiful and wonderful.
I do okay, but Darcy is much better. So I left it to her, and they did a great job.
An amazing job.
Yeah. So this is May 1st. We are having Women Exposed Benefit Art Show for the Middle Way House.
6th Street, 6 p.m., be there, be square, and anytime between 6 and 2:30, because you don't know, I might be late too.
Well, it's May Day, so May Day. Come join us, May Day ladies in red.
Come out tonight!
Our theme is red.
We're giving away free hugs.
What is that?
Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, and it was really nice to meet you, Emily.
And hope to see you at the show.
Yeah, we do.